Du lyssnar på podcast avsnitt 6. Och för those of you who don't speak Swedish, this is the podcast episode 6.
Good evening. It is Friday the 11th of April. It's just coming up to 5 to 11, and this is the podcast episode 6. Thanks for coming along and joining me. Top of the show, thank you to Phil for introducing this episode, and thank you particularly for embracing the spirit of what I was trying to achieve by getting other people to do these introductions. It's really much appreciated. That song at the start of the show was Seven Score. The track was called Just Like Me. I posted on my live journal yesterday saying that I was going out for the evening to a leaving do for somebody I'd worked with for pretty much 12 years. And on top of that, there was also an additional celebration for the year end because we'd done so well for the business. Sorry, the business had done so well and we'd been part of it. Management had deemed it appropriate to take us all out for a meal of a fresh French bistro in Nottingham City, and it was really nice. The food was okay. To be honest with you, I don't do French food. I don't do French drink, which probably explains why I had steak and Rioja. quite a bit of Rioja, as it happens. There was a budget for the evening that was set by management. approximately just over half of that was for food and the rest was for drink. And me and a colleague got through three bottles of Rioja between us, which was very nice, I have to say. Going, trying the French wine alongside the Rioja. The French wine is absolutely revolting. As I said, I don't do French wine. It's horrible stuff. From the restaurant, we then moved on to a bar. I think it's actually a Chinese restaurant, but it has a bar at the bottom on the ground floor. And that was good. And I think between... Oh, there was probably 60 of us there. We managed to empty the bar of most of their spirits. Fortunately, I didn't touch any beer last night. So I didn't feel too bad this morning. But anywho, I had an email last week. It was Saturday morning from a gentleman called Chris Jurgensen. Now, regular listeners to the show will recognise that name, as he's the guy who wrote and performed the introduction and end track for this show. And I, as part of the way that the Podsafe Music Network works, is you choose a song, you add it to your playlist. If you play that song on your pod show, you then have the option to notify the author of that song that you've played it. And I did that, and obviously Chris has come and listened to the show. Thank you, Chris, appreciate that. And emailed me, and what he's basically asked me to do, which I think is absolutely fantastic, he has asked me to promote his new album. Now, it's just been released. The album is called Strange Phenomena, and I'll put a link to it on the show notes for iTunes, CD Baby, and FretTunes, which is the only three places where you can get this album from. And I've had a listen to a few of the songs, and they're really good. There's a wide varied styles that he's doing. And I said I'd play you one of his songs today. So here you go. This is Chris Jurgensen, and the track is called Long Time Wondering.
Hi, this is Chris Jurgensen, and you're listening to me on the one, the only Bugcast.
I tried my best, baby, but my best just ain't good for much. And I've spent such a long time wondering. Wondering if you're happy, baby, without my kiss or my touch. I've spent such a long time wondering. Like a man in the desert, looking for a spot of shade. Like a man searching for salvation, I close my eyes and I pray. 'Cause I've spent such a long time wondering. I took your love for granted, baby. I learned it while we've been apart. And I've spent such a long time like a man searching for forgiveness. I took when I should have gave, but I've spent such a long, long time wondering. Oh, such a long time wondering. But I've spent such a long time wondering. But I've spent such a long, long time wondering. And I've spent such a long, long time wondering.
That was Chris Jurgensen and Long Time Wondering. Fantastic song, Chris. Congratulations. I really hope this this new album really goes somewhere for you. Thank you very much for dropping me the email as well. It's nice to know you're listening. Okay. Yeah, just to carry on from the antics of last night. It was quite amusing this morning. We have something at work called a huddle, and basically all it is that all the members of our team go to one place at the same time. It used to be at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning, and that was just to sit down in the morning all together, have a cup of tea, have some breakfast, and just chat about your weekend, and you know, if some work-related stuff come up as well, we'd talk about that. Then my boss decided to move it to a Friday lunchtime so as not to interfere too much with the flow of the week, if you like. And that was at 12:30, which is like right in the middle of the two lunch hours. Now, that didn't work too well because there were quite a few people who didn't want to break up their lunch hour. Those that normally go at 12 or normally go at 1, they go to lunch with other people, so it kind of messed up the plans for some of them, I suppose. And last Friday's lunchtime huddle, there was just three of us, which is really quite disappointing because the whole point of this time is to get together as a team and bond. So the decision was made when there was only three of us to move it to a Friday morning. The idea being you're not interrupting anybody else's lunch. And it's first thing in the morning, you're all fresh from sleep and all the rest of it. But when the boss agreed to make this change, he said, "That's fine, well, you can start at 8:30. Now, I sent out the email saying that it had moved. And of course, people don't start till 9. So I got quite a few emails from people back saying, "But I don't start till 9 o'clock." Well, you know, no, nor do I. Nor do I, but you know, it's a good time just to sit down and talk, which is something you can't do during the working day when it's busy and quite stressful. So, after last night's meal and drinks, quite a few of us stayed in the city centre in hotels, and the hotel that I went to was literally 100 yards from work. So I'd said to people, you know, "I'm going to be there at 8:30 for Friday's huddle. Be good to see you there as well." And I did. I made it. I think I actually walked into the restaurant at work at 8:29:52 or something similar. There was three of us there at 8:30. The fourth person crawled in, I think, at 9:03. It was nice to see people there regardless, and it was even better to realise that even though most of them were probably still suffering from last night, they still made the effort to try and get into work on time, even if they didn't make the 8:30 start. But yes, quite a few sore heads, and it was a good night, it really was.
Welcome to a technology podcast with a difference.
I've come to interview some sheep. You may think that's a mad thing to do, but that's the sort of thing I do. Come here, sheep.
Pods and blogs on BBC Radio 5 Live.
Hello.
It's about people and the things they do with technology and the places technology takes them.
I'm in my sea-facing but very minute matchbox apartment in Bombay. In my case, the walk itself is a secret code, which my phone understands.
It's about this thing called citizen journalism, but we haven't really figured out what it is yet.
We've been giving you guys time to slowly catch up. We're at about web 25.6.
It's a podcast, and it's on the BBC. bbc.co.uk/blogs/podsandblogs. And yes, we are very, very sorry about the name.
I know I said last week that I was going to talk about the podcast that I listen to, but I'll be honest with you, I've just started to do that, but I'm going to edit it out and get rid of it because the format, it didn't sound right, me going through listing them one by one. I will be putting a web page up on the website with the list of these podcasts I currently listen to, and I'll let you know when that's done, so save you that anyway. Okay, on to the feedback that we've had. No voice messages this week, which is fair enough. I'll start, if I can find the piece of paper, with an email from the person that is now officially our regular contributor, and that's from Leonie. She says, "Hey-ho, me again, another good show. So it's another Saturday morning in front of the laptop, listening to the Bugcast while wearing my dressing gown. It's becoming a regular thing, and I like that. I look forward to it every week now. The show this week was entertaining stuff. Amy's contributions are fun, and I have to say that it's interesting to listen to you examining the anatomy of your podcast, finding its feet and wondering when you last trimmed its toenails and when that bunion appeared on its little toe. The show will find its way. In fact, it is finding its way. You're just not aware of it yet. In a few months' time, you can go back and listen to the early shows." Just stopping you there for a moment, Leonie, I do that quite regularly. I have gone back to episode 1 and listened to them all the way through to what was the most recent one, number 5. And I cringe at the earlier episodes. I really do. She continues, "Yeah, and you'll see the difference in how far you've come. And I'm certain that I will be there, like the proverbial bad smell, still hanging around and still emailing in. I'm sure you're groaning at the very thought. Until next week, your regular correspondent, Leonie." No, I'm not groaning at all. I hope you are still there, and I hope you do keep emailing in. It's always good to hear from you, Leonie. Thank you. Second piece of feedback is from LiveJournal. A comment that was left on the post that I put on there saying that the podcast was up. And that was from Jules. She says, "I've just had a listen, and I was a podcast virgin until today. Wow, aren't you good? You sound like a proper radio presenter and everything. I'm impressed. I enjoyed hearing about your week, what you've been up to, as you're often pretty crap at updating your live journal, and I usually got less lost in the first sentence when you're posting techie stuff. So it's nice to almost hear a different side of you. It was lovely to hear Amy. She made me smile. Now you need to follow Cara around with a microphone until she makes a contribution. We'll watch out for show 6. Well done." Thank you, Jules. Appreciate that. And the last one... I've got too much paper. What am I doing? And the last one is from Ian. You'll hear from Ian in episode 8, because Ian's going to be doing the intro for that one. He says, "Good show again. Audio quality much better than last week. The listener intros thing sounds like a good thing. Keep up the good work." And it was actually that comment that I then went to him and said, "Right, you can do episode 8 then." And he did. So there you go. Okay, right. I'm too organised today. I can't find any of my paperwork. Okay, time for our final song. This is a track by a group called Six People Away, and the track is called Of Kings.
Down rests.
Don't forget you can contact the show by email at bugcast@thelovebug.org. You can visit the website at bugcast.thelovebug.org, and you can also drop us a voicemail by calling 020-8099-1550. That's 020-8099-1550. One day I'll actually read that number out without stopping to think about whether it's right or not. Yes, that's it. That's it for another week. Thanks for your company, and see you again in a week's time. Take care.